Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us in just a moment.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Hi, I'm Wavy with Here Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Here Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear again so you can understand again.
The announcement came yesterday from the U.S. Trade Representative's office that the United States is going to start the process of reinstating tariffs on goods and products from the European Union due to the EU's unfair treatment of U.S. beef. Kent Bacchus is Director of International Trade for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
In 2009, the United States and the European Union signed a Memorandum of Understanding in which the United States would temporarily suspend retaliatory tariffs on European goods, retaliatory tariffs in upwards of $100 million. In exchange for that, U.S. beef industry would have duty-free access of upwards to 45,000 metric tons from beef from non-hormone treated cattle. Now, this has been a temporary solution with the hope of trying to build trust between U.S. beef producers and European consumers, and also as a bridge to further market access later on. Unfortunately, the Europeans have not lived up to their side of the agreement. They have allowed other countries access to this quota, and as a result, we've seen the U.S. market share drastically decline. And so the question then becomes, how can we fix this? And unfortunately, with the Europeans not enforcing the terms of the agreement, all these other countries have had plenty of opportunity to undercut us and to take that market share away. So this really has been a one-sided agreement where the Europeans have enjoyed all of this access to the United States, but they have not met their side of the bargain. And as a result, we've seen U.S. beef producers continue to have a declining market share.
The announcement on Thursday by the U.S. Trade Representative's office comes after a lot of talk between the Europeans and the U.S.
For the last couple of years, our government has been trying to find some kind of resolution to this ongoing issue. Unfortunately, the Europeans have just not been willing to work with us at all, and the problem's gotten worse. We've continued to see our market share decline at a rapid pace, and it's projected to continue to do so. So why would we continue to subject ourselves to such abuse under this relationship? If the Europeans are serious about trading with the United States, they need to honor their commitments.
The U.S. cattle industry had gone along with the idea of letting the Europeans off the hook for that retaliation because they refused to allow safe U.S. beef produced with growth-promoting hormones into the EU. In exchange, the cattle industry got a quota for a while to get U.S. beef produced without growth-promoting hormone technology into the EU, but that seemingly has gone away. So they're applauding the USTR to go after the Europeans to get that retaliation reestablished. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.